Hey, y'all out there. This is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, so we're going to talk some comic books. All week, we've been gearing up for Halloween, and as such, we've been looking at creepy clowns. And there's a lot of them. Come to find out, more people are afraid of clowns than I thought. I knew some people were, we've talked about it. But, there's a lot. So, I got a little feedback yesterday for not having it. Oh, we have a special guest star in the studio today. I don't know if you can hear the colors, but Sterling is in here helping me. So I thought today, instead of messing with the top five or anything, we would just look at the Joker, the Clown Prince of Crime. You know, he is the most, I would say, not necessarily influential. Well, I mean, he's the most influential of Batman villains, but he's also the most prominent clown in comics. You know, there's some other ones out there. Like, if we would have done the top list, we'd have seen some other ones. But I feel like the Joker just overshadows them so much that he would be, like, spots 1 through 4, if not 1 through 10. Because there's many different iterations of him. You see him in different roles and different backgrounds, different stories, things like that. So today we're just going to kind of take a little look at the history of the man who laughs, the Joker himself. And he was created by Bill Finger, Bob Kane, and Jerry Robinson. As we mentioned yesterday, he is based on Conrad Veidt from the 1928 film The Man Who Laughs. And he first appeared as Batman's villain. You know, he's always been Batman's villain. He appeared in Batman number 1 back in 1940 as a... just a crazy character who was just a serial killer, and all he wanted to do was murder people. In his very first appearance, we're introduced to his Joker venom that is now a staple of Batman stories. We've even seen other characters use it and things to kind of frame the Joker. And that he sprays on them, and then they get the crazy smile and stuff. Now, originally, he was supposed to die. And, like, he was supposed to be kind of a one-off character because Bill Finger thought that having recurring villains made Batman look stupid. You know, like, he couldn't keep a hold of these people or do anything. But the editor was like, no, this is a good character you've created. It's really great. Let's not kill him off. So at the last second, they had to add another panel in there that showed that he survived being stabbed. And he would actually, out of the first 12 issues of Batman, he showed up in 9 of them. So that's pretty interesting. But going back to him being created, so there's different talks, depending who you talk to. Jerry Robinson said he based it on a playing card from a deck of cards that he carried around all the time. Bill Finger and Bob Kane stick with the Conrad Veidt story. So a lot of different things out there. When they were developing, they definitely wanted it to be something the anti of Batman, the opposite. Something exotic and crazy and colorful. And a clown is the perfect thing for that. And they wanted it to be, they said they wanted it to be bizarre and memorable. And I think they definitely pulled it off. You know, the Joker is a character, arguably the best known villain in comics. You know, you have like Lex Luthor and Green Goblin, Magneto, all of these, but everybody knows the Joker. People who don't read comics know who the Joker is. So that definitely comes into account. During this time, he would go on, we'd have the good old Comic Codes Authority come out, and because of that, Joker had to go from being a serial killer crazy guy to a guy who just pulls pranks and does everything. No, that's a lie. Comics Code came out later. This was when they just wanted to sell the kids, so he becomes kind of goofy. And Mark Waid and Grant Morrison both come out and said that after 1942, so just a few years after he debuted, it was him becoming more goofy and something that would last for a long, long time. And then in 51, you had his origin story, quote-unquote, by Bill Finger. So this character's been around for over a decade before they actually introduce an origin story for him. And it's the Red Hood falls in a vat story that we know right now. And then this is the point where you have the Comics Code Authority come in after this. And so everything had to go. I mean, even his little tics and quirks, he had to, you know, where he was still going to murder somebody, he just had to be goofy. And Julius Schwartz comes in as editor of Batman Comics, and hates the shtick. You know, he doesn't like the Joker, so he decides they're just going to write him off. He's a Golden Age character that's not going to be kept around, and he tries to write him off. He doesn't appear for a while, but then the 66 Batman comes on TV, where Cesar Romero does an amazing job as the Joker. And so they have to bring him back. Well, they decide to bring in some of his now well-known things, like his lethal joy buzzers, his acid-squirting flowers, trick guns, everything like that. Even after, though, this resurgence in visibility and this love, he would go on to disappear for a little bit and wouldn't show back up until 1973. And this was with Dennis O'Neill and Neil Adams when they were just retooling and reinvigorating Batman. And they bring him back as somebody who's just as smart as Batman, but crazy. And they wanted to, they said they wanted to kind of reset it back to where it all started, with him really being Batman's arch nemesis and really just, being a pain, not only for Batman, but for Gotham and everything. He even got so popular because of this that he got his own series. But, again, the good old CCA, Comic Codes Authority, had a rule that villains had to be punished. So, you couldn't really have a Joker story because he would be punished every single story. And that just ruined it all. So it only lasted like 9 issues. And then we get into the modern times where you see the Joker really be the character that we know now. Whether it's from The Dark Knight Returns or A Death in the Family where he killed Jason Todd, everything. There have been some crazy stories. Even at one time he was the Iranian ambassador to the United Nations back when all the stuff between America and Iran were going on. Then you have the Killing Joke, which kind of expanded on the Red Hood origin story. And I have my own opinions about the Killing Joke, but if you want to hear more about it, check out the guys over at Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. They're doing a whole Moore and Morrison thing, so there's definitely going to be a lot of Joker talk over there. You had him in, Grant Morrison's Arkham Asylum, A Serious House on a Serious Earth, which was just something that you hadn't seen the Joker in that light, really, just really breaking him down. Then in the Batman animated series, we bring in Harley Quinn, who is a staple, and then Scott, then he kind of does regular Batman stuff for about the next 20 years until Scott Snyder gets a hold of him. And then goes into this whole big thing that I commend Snyder for. Snyder's not my favorite Bat writer. He's a great writer and does great things, but what he did with Joker and the things he took, really examining that Joker needs Batman and vice versa, and that they're part of a family, and even the stories of the fact that Joker could be, you know, a timeless evil, or that he could be Satan himself, just really goes on to say all these great things about the character. And even right now, it's not in continuity, but Batman White Knight by Sean Murphy is a great read. We're only one issue in, but I highly recommend you pick it up. So, yeah, there you have it. That's kind of a brief, very, very brief rundown. There are books and books and books about the Joker that you can go and check out. But there's a nice little 10-minute history of the Clown Prince of Crime. Let us know, what are some of your favorite aspects of the Joker story? You can let us know in the comments here below or over on Facebook. Anywhere on social media, really. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there. We love to hear from you. We love to talk to you. Not just me, but the guys over at Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. If you're listening to us on iTunes or SoundCloud, make sure to give us that good old like, share, subscribe, and the reviews. Those help us give out cool prizes. Like currently on Facebook, we're giving away an SNES Classic. Just go over there, follow the rule. All you have to do is we have to get to 500 likes on Facebook, and then I will randomly pick somebody to win an SNES Classic. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome, huh? So go over there, make sure you do that. If you want to talk to me directly, or if you have any ideas for shows or anything, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Again, I respond to all of those. I have my phone on me all the time, much to the chagrin of my wife and family, but I'm always there for you folks. That's going to be it for me. Again, I'm Lance. We got Sterling in the studio. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.